And what would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper, you'd use a...
to hold a baby's diaper?
Yeah, you'd use a...
well, you'd use your hand.
Or to hold it in place, you'd use a...
or a pen.
And the soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
vegetables, meat and vegetables.
Or what's the can made out of?
Oh, it's made out of tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Well, he'd wear his best clothes.
If it's all matching, it would be called a...
a suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
brand new.
Huh?
Brand new.
You'd say the whole thing would be a brand...
well, you wouldn't say a brand new, but you'd say a new suit.
Okay. What were the parts of a three-piece suit? Do you remember those?
Yeah. The pants and the coat and the vest.
Any other name for pants?
Well, yeah, breeches.
What's the difference?
None at all.
Huh? Huh?
Well, they called them... back then, they used to call them breeches.
Uh-huh.
Now they call them pants. Suit, pants, coat, vest, I believe is the way they got it now.
What about something that men would wear if they're working out around the barn to come up?
Oh, you're talking about overalls.
Okay. And say if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and...
bring my coat.
Okay, so he went inside and he...
brought your coat.
Okay, and you'd say, here I have...
brought your coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it did.
And something that you'd carry money in would be a...
billfold.
What about coins?
Well, you a coin purse or...
okay, what does that look like?
Well, it's a little old thing. It's made out of leather and you snap it.
And... something that women would wear around their neck.
Well, it's according to what you're talking about wearing on it, around your neck. Some of them wear beads.
Okay, you call that a what, a bead?
Huh?
You call it a, you say a string of beads or a pair of beads?
No, I think you call it a string of beads.
Uh-huh. What about what you'd wear around a wrist?
Well, watch, wrist watch.
Or a piece of jewelry would be a...
a watch.
Or just a piece of jewelry that they'd wear.
Well, yeah, bracelet.
Okay. And you say, I tried on that coat to see how it...
how well it fit me.
And you say, that shirt used to fit, but then I washed it and it...
drawed up. Or it shrunk.
Okay. Every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk or drawed up, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. You say, I hope this new shirt doesn't...
don't draw up.
Or doesn't...
or shrink.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them... do what?
Bulky. Stick out.
Or another way of saying that, it makes them... if it makes them stick out, you say it makes them...
budge or something like that.
What?
Budge or...
okay. And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah. Same thing. If he wanted to dress up, yeah.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
oh, she wants to look pretty.
What do you say she's doing? Is she...
primping.
Do men do that?
Some of them do, yeah.